It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Welcome to this week's Power Back episode. Today, we're talking about embracing messy action. That's right. Moving forward without having all the answers, without having all the details, without needing to know every single piece of every single step of your vision, of your dreams, and of your goal. That need that you have to have it all figured out before you move forward. Yeah, that shit is fucking with you. It's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you in a hamster wheel. And I'm here to tell you that one of the most liberating things that you can do is give yourself permission to take messy action and figure it out along the way. So today I'm going to empower the shiznit out of you by showing you how messy action can actually be the thing that not only sets you free physically and mentally, but helps you start to achieve the goals that keep ruminating in your brain. Before we get into that, though, I want to tell you, I was working with one of my coaching clients the other day, and she was like, you know, what has been so profound about working together is that I've been able to get the answers faster and more clearly and get super aligned with a quarter of the amount of effort that it took on my own. And I wanted to share that here because, you know, when you're sitting at home, you're thinking about stuff on your own, you're trying to figure all this stuff out, it can get very noisy, it can get very loud, all of the shoulds pop up, your subconscious wants to tell you a bunch of bullshit, and the voice in your head is the loudest voice that you will ever hear. So it's very easy to play this game of ping pong with yourself and not really get any further. And that's one of the things that I love about coaching is holding that space for your bigness. You know, I would imagine that you're probably one of the people that people turn to the most in your life. And you may or may not have someone to do that for you, but in a business sense, in a mindset sense, in a visionary sense, that's the thing that I am insanely passionate about doing with you because I see your bigness. I know your vision and I know what is probably happening in your brain. And just like my client said, I got super clear very quickly, and now I'm doing the thing. I would love to hold that space for you as well. So if you're looking for a coach or interested in learning about what coaching looks like with me, go to lauraora.com and book a discovery call. We'll spend 30, 40 minutes together, get to know each other, and then see what works best. Just promise me that you're not going to keep sitting in your own mud, spinning your own wheels by yourself. Reach out. Let's see what magic we can create together. And speaking of magic, that's what messy action is. So today we're talking about messy action. And first I want to identify what that actually is. Because here's the thing. One of the things that stops female entrepreneurs the most is the need to have it all figured out. I need to know the who's and the when's and the what's and the why's and the tinkering little pieces and which piece of technology I'm going to use. I need to have all of the pieces perfectly mapped out and in place and know what the funnel system is and do all these things. And it's big, right? Like your idea may be simple, but the ecosystem that's behind it sometimes gets really big. And that's where people get tripped up. Is needing to figure out all of those intricate little details of your idea before you put it out in the world, before you do anything about it, before you start to create things. You want to have it all figured out. But the real magic, the knowledge, the depth comes from doing, being, and learning. A lot of people don't want to take messy action, meaning I don't have it all figured out, but I'm willing to do the next step so that I can figure it out. And that's all, literally all it boils down to, is giving yourself permission to take the next step, to do one thing, to experiment with one piece of the puzzle, to put out one post online, to have one conversation about it and kind of build it and create it as you go. Let me tell you a quick story. So a couple of years ago, I built a course called the Power Back Course. And I was stoked about it. It has really great chapters in it. It really helps you to like step back into your power. And there's all these like videos and worksheets. And like, I'm like, this is amazing. This is going to really help people. And I'm certain that it will. P.S. That may or may not be relaunching. We'll save that for another day. But to sell it, to put it out there, I felt like I had to build the whole fucking thing. I wrote out all the content. I mapped it all out. I recorded all the videos. I've picked a platform. I made the worksheets. I designed them. I put them in Acrobat to make them an editable PDF so you could fill them out online. Like, I did all of this stuff. I literally spent weeks, like for hours and hours and hours at my office building this whole thing. And when it was time to sell it, there were crickets. Nobody knew about it. Nobody was excited about it. I had put all this effort into it and it like totally flopped because I forced myself. I truly believed that in order to have a product, I had to have it all figured out and I had to have it all done before anybody could ever see it. And what I learned from that experience is that I could have learned a whole lot more along the way. I could have pre-sold it before it was ready. I could have built it in smaller chunks. I could have launched the first week worth of it for free to see if people were interested and get some feedback, right? Like taking messy action to start it, to learn about it, to figure it out as I go is actually so much more empowering and exciting and honestly realistic. You know, we set these incredibly high standards for ourselves. Like we have to have this perfect model. We have to have this perfect class. We have to have this perfect service. The wording for the title must be pristine. Like everything needs to be fucking like 110%. And what ends up happening, not always, but more often than not, is you put all of this time and effort into it and it doesn't do what you thought it might do. And that creates bitterness. That creates frustration. That creates a new subconscious association that when I create big things, it's really hard and nobody buys it. Or the other side of that is you get caught in like the bigness of the idea and you go into freeze mode. You don't do anything with it because the feeling of needing to have it all figured out is like this incredibly large boulder that just keeps getting heavier and heavier, strapped to your back as you're trying to navigate your day and your world. And so it feels so much easier to just put that boulder down and never look at it again. And so one of these two big things are happening. You're either not moving forward and not putting out your greatness into the world, or you're getting caught up into the perfection of it all being worked out and then getting exhausted by the time it gets out into the world. This is where messy action can literally change your life. It can change the way that you approach building your services. It can change your stress level. It can change your approach. It can change the amount of products or services that you can put out there. I mean, it literally can change everything. Because here's one of the very cool things that I've learned about taking messy action. One of the things that I've done is I put out offers before they are 100% built. And this took me a while. But I learned through building the Power Back course that maybe what I'm building isn't 100% what my audience needs. Maybe taking messy action actually allows me to learn more about who they are and what they need and be able to like guide and mold and pivot things. Also, is there an interest for this? That's a really big one. Like maybe I'm making the assumption that this is what people want to buy. I'm putting all this time, money, effort, and love into this and putting it out in the world. And my audience is saying, I mean, that's cool, but I don't need that. And then you're like, well, fuck, that was a lot of work and I don't want to do that again. And so now I'm discouraged from building something. So what I learned from that experience and through a lot of mentorship is put it out there. See what people are interested in. Start talking about it. See if people are raising their hands. See if people are like, yeah, I'm super interested in this. I recently did this with the Realign class. I'm like, I feel like there's an opportunity to guide people through realigning with themselves and their business, to get reconnected with who they are, what they want, get control of those crazy ass thoughts that are going on in their head, and then realign the business, how you're showing up, who you are, who you want to work with, what you're charging, and all that kind of detail-y stuff that comes with it. Because, you know, you get through the business stuff, you've been in it for a little while, and it's very easy to pick up stuff along the way. So we're undoing the shoulds, reclaiming ourselves, and getting realigned. In my brain, I'm like, this sounds like a great fucking idea. Like, where was this, by the way, when I was in the muck by myself? And so I started talking about it. I put it online, shared it here with you on the podcast. And wouldn't you know, people started to raise their hand. I have a few people that went through the beta class. It was a great experience. And also, I launched it as a beta class. And that's just a fancy way of saying, I'm working it out. Do you want to come do this with me? Right? Like, it's not perfected. I'm building it as we go. I'm really taking in your thoughts and feelings and needs and desires. And I am taking messy action. I am literally telling you that I am taking messy action. And so instead of spending weeks or months building this whole ass thing on a hope, I've taken messy action to build the Realign course as I go with live people that are hungry for this information and getting feedback and then tweaking it and adjusting it for the next round. By the way, that course is going to run again this summer. So if you're interested, go to lauraora.com/realign. That's the power of messy action, though. It gives you the chance to work out the kinks. It helps you to learn new things about yourself, about your audience, about your do's and your don'ts, your loves and your hates. It really gives you a chance to connect with it and understand it on a deeper level. It also helps give you momentum, right? Like, it takes this very big, audacious, beautiful vision of yours, and it breaks it down into smaller pieces. So you're not having to figure every single piece out before you do anything. You're just figuring out the first step. And then you're figuring out the second step and the third and the fourth. And you build momentum off of that. It's really hard to like stay in the game for the long haul when you're like overworked and you're not even sure if it's going to work. And you're like, all this stuff is happening. Taking messy action gives you the opportunity to build that momentum and excitement on your own. Taking messy action takes the weight of the bigness off. And if you can release the need to have it all figured out, if you can release the need for things to be perfect, if you can release the need for things to be like perfectly crafted, boxed up, neat in a beautiful, perfect little package, and instead you lean into the possibility, you lean into the momentum, you lean into the figuring out, and knowing that if something doesn't go right, you get to adjust it. If you get into it and you find you don't fucking like this anymore, you get to stop. If you get a third of the way into something and you're like, oh, I'm realizing a lot of things, like I thought this was the right way, but actually from this I've learned it's that way instead, you can pivot so much easier. And we would be ridiculous to not talk about the fear of people seeing your messy action, because that's a big piece of it as well. It's vulnerability. It's showing that like something might not go right. It's saying like, oh, she doesn't have it all figured out. Why isn't this more put together? Okay. You know, from listening to the show and spending any ounce of time with me, that is all conditioned bullshit. And that other people's voices only have power if you give it to them. And who fucking cares? Like, do you look at the people that you idolize and think like, oh, they don't have it all figured out, or they're taking, you know, they're like figuring things out as they go, or, you know, they don't know what they're doing yet? No. You're like, awesome. Like, that's a role model to me. That's exciting to see. That's nice to know that other people do it like this too. So the fear is really about, am I going to fail this? What are other people going to think? What if I don't know what I'm doing? I mean, we could insert a half a dozen other reasons. This is the opportunity for you to check back in with yourself. What is real and true? Yeah, I've walked you through the power back process a handful of times, but it's very applicable in this process as well. If you're new to it, the power back process is an acronym, A-U-R-A. Aura. It's about getting back into your aligned energy. A is about awareness. What, catching that thought or feeling in the moment. Oh, I'm afraid people are going to think that I'm a failure and I don't have it all figured out and it's not perfected and now I can't move forward and now I'm feeling it in my chest and I'm feeling kind of frantic. Okay, hold up. I'm aware of that. I can see that I'm getting a little crazy on myself and I know that I can do something about this. You is to unpack it. Where's this coming from? What's going on? Did I see something that kind of triggered that? Oh, I'm creating something new and I'm feeling like I need to have all the details again. Got it. Not necessary because R, we reframe it. What is real and true? You know what? Taking messy action is empowering as fuck. I'm figuring out little things at a time. I'm rediscovering parts about myself and my audience. I'm building the slow and steady to win the race. I am in control. And if something doesn't go right, it's okay because I figured it out before and I'll figure it out again. And A, align. Take aligned action. Choose to continue moving forward from your aligned space. You know what? I don't have this all figured out, and that's okay. I'm going to focus on the next step, and that is to write a post. That is to finish this email that I'm on. That is to finish drafting out the first workshop, whatever it is. You're taking aligned action from that space. And that, my friend, is literally how quickly you can shift the thoughts, the resistance, the holdback, the fear that is stopping you from moving forward. Messy action is not your enemy. In fact, it is your sidekick. It is your best friend. And it is the thing that is going to allow you to start creating, to start building, to create momentum, and to actually get your things out into the world in front of the people that are ready to buy it. So what if you gave yourself permission to take messy action today? You know, that one goal that you have, that one idea that you have, that one thing that you have been wanting to try or to experiment with. What if today, instead of thinking about the bigness or the details, you focused on what's the next thing that you can do? What's one action that you can take towards it today? And what if it all starts to work out? Yeah, beautiful, my friends. Embracing messy action. I'm telling you, it's been a fucking lifesaver for me. From a recovering perfectionist, people-pleasing person, messy action has been one of my favorite things in the world. All right, next Tuesday's episode, it's about going from surviving to thriving. You know that survival mode where you're just trying to get by and you want to get to the space where everything feels like big and delicious and abundant? Yeah, we're going to talk with Bridget Cutshaw next week about going from that space to the space that you actually truly desire to be in. If you're loving the show and taking nuggets of wisdom, I would super appreciate if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other female entrepreneurs just like you find the show and to expand their life and their business as well. I am Laura Aura. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram using @ThatLauraAura. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.